Om Namah Shivaya. Very calming and soothing, isn't it? Reminds me of, it's like putting, it's like having a sore throat and taking a cough drop. Kind of soothes everything, your nervous system. So, just a general comment before we get back. We have a couple more remedies here. But I'm reminded of Billy's group. What's Billy's last name?
I think it's pronounced Topatate.
Topatate. Hard to remember. She comes every year with a metaphysical group, and I have a chance to give a talk to them, and they're not Hindus, but they're interested in Hinduism, and so try and find an appropriate way to explain Hinduism to them. And so last time, started out with the point that in some religions, the whole emphasis is upon belief. So that moving someone from not believing in God to believing in God, that's the sum total of the religion. You know, so someone who believes in God, that's great. You know, they're a religious person. Whereas in Hinduism, that's only a start. We need to move beyond belief into experience. And that's one of the key qualities of Hinduism, is it encourages us and gives us the tools to experience what we learn to believe in. So if Gurudeva teaches us about the clear white light, then eventually in meditation we can experience it. It's not something we just have to accept on faith, but that everything in Hinduism can sooner or later be experienced. So they like that. And then I explained another way of looking at Hinduism is that it's, and this idea we've been talking about today, it's the idea of becoming a more spiritual person. Again, we're not looking at mere belief here. Okay, I believe in God. No, we're working on our nature. We're changing who we are. We're refining ourselves. We're committed to a serious process here of becoming a more spiritual person. And as Gurudeva says in this same lesson on living with Shiva, even if you're a guru, even Jalapa Swami and Yoga Swami, they never stopped becoming a more spiritual person. Even Gurudeva kept becoming a more and more spiritual person, developing new qualities, new abilities. So in Hinduism, it's this constant refining, not just saying, I've arrived. I believe in God, I've arrived. Or I'm following certain concepts, I'm doing pretty good. No, we don't stop there. We keep working with ourselves to become more and more a spiritual being. So that's the whole essence of Hinduism. What is Hinduism? Hinduism is the religion that believes we should keep becoming a more spiritual being. It says it in a more complicated way. It says we strive for moksha. But, that's hard to explain to Billy's group. So I what is moksha? What is liberation? What is karma and so forth? You get into more complicated terms. But the essence of that whole idea, moksha being one of the goals of life, is that to achieve moksha, we have to become a very, very spiritual being. It's not easy to achieve moksha, but that's our goal. So said the other way, it's easier to understand. We're just becoming more and more a spiritual being every year by improving ourselves in different ways. So back to anger, finishing up here. A second remedy. So our first remedy was color. Some people are too angry to sit down or unable to sit down and visualize light blue. So we need other remedies as well. Second remedy is to put a sum of money, such as $5, in a jar each time you become angry, and then donate that money to an orphanage. It soon gets too expensive to get angry. We have a very large orphanage endowment because of this remedy. One of our biggest endowments. For those who can afford to put $5 in a jar frequently, there is an alternate penance, which is fasting for the next meal after they get angry. Gurudeva assures us that this works. So it does. I mean, people don't like to skip a meal, you know, when you're not wanting to. Maybe you're ready to skip a meal on Pradosha Day, you know, once or twice a month, but every time you get angry, I have to skip the next meal? Now, this really impresses the subconscious because the instinctive mind is the part of us that's both getting hungry and getting angry. And it says, you know, if I get angry, I can't seem to eat here, you know. Maybe I should focus on just being kind and then I get to eat. So it catches the idea. There is also a devotional remedy, which is to sincerely worship Lord Ganesha. His worship is helpful in overcoming all emotional problems, including anger, as he is seated in the Muladhara Chakra, tuning into his Shakti and being through attending puja at the temple, worshipping him in your home shrine, or even just visualizing him in your mind, helps raise us up into the Muladhara Chakra. Therefore, out of anger and fear, into a calm state of mind. In fact, you can slowly seal off these lower states of mind and keep awareness permanently lifted above the animal instincts of fear and anger through the regular worship of Lord Ganesha. So that's a devotional remedy Gurudeva gives. And in fact, I give it in any emotional remedy situation. Someone says, I have trouble, I get fearful regularly. I say, worship Lord Ganesha. It's just an all-purpose remedy for emotions of that kind. Bring emotions that are below the Muladhara. Fear, anger, jealousy, envy, revenge. You know, any of those emotions that are down there. And we can conquer them all through the worship of Lord Ganesha. It has to be sincere, though. You know, it's sincere worship where we really strive to tune in to Lord Ganesha's Shakti, energy, and being can raise us above. And if we have problems down there, can seal it off, meaning we don't go down there ever. That's what seal off means. And some people don't. Those lower emotions are sealed off. They never experience fear. They never experience anger. And of course, how we raise children relates to that, but that's a whole other subject. And you can stimulate those qualities in children by raising them with corporal punishment and all. You can awaken their lower nature of fear and anger, something that they would never have to experience if you raise them another way.